Perfect Situation on the Rock of Boston, WBCN. Hello, it's Hardy. Mark Hamilton getting ready to take over the reins of the mighty BCN. And,
I'm just going to warm up the 7 to midnight shift for Paul.
Paul trying to kick him in the ass to get him out the door. Well, Paul Marshall, his first day as we welcome him from wherever he was up until yesterday, here to WBCN. And
I was in Pawtucket. It was a beautiful time in Pawtucket. Quahog.
Giggity.
We got to say congratulations to the guy who won the autographed Brad Whitford guitar. Obviously, we're giving away Aerosmith tickets all week, and the grand prize from First Act Guitars
is... because Brad signed it doesn't mean he can play it. He being the winner.
Right.
I was going to say.
I think this is the dude who just won today. Yeah, the last winner of Aerosmith tickets, Dan Wilson.
Coincidence? Textbook definition.
He said his name was Wilson. I'm like, oh, that's cool first name, dude. You know, I'm thinking, you know, hey, it's just like Hardy.
The fat chick. Yeah.
guys named Wilson have enough money, they don't need to win contests.
Well, that's what you would think. And then he says, you know, I get him off the air and he says, my real first name is Dan. So he's not nearly as cool as we thought he was.
Wait. At what point in your life do you feel comfortable where you need to take another first name? Like, you know, what does Dan do?
I don't know, Paul Marshall.
No. No. What I meant was, at what point in your life do you feel like you have to, like, are you uncomfortable with your name that you have to take another name? Like, ooh.
Yeah, man. Hardy.
All right, Hamilton.
Yeah, hey, you call me Hamilton. My name is Mark Hamilton.
All right.
He hates this.
Dude, offer him out.
What does that mean?
You know, it's fun. You know, it's Hamilton's.
Dude,
other.
I'm going to see you up the rink, and your ass is mine.
Hamilton's other favorite thing to do is just when I think at the point I'm getting like some real acceptance and I've settled in, he will at the most inopportune time remind everybody that I only moved to Boston. Like in January of this year.
I didn't say that.
How many times have you said it?
Welcome to Boston, Hardy.
Oh, screw you. I'm so out of here. Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
It's nice to see somebody in here who is actually a kind person and won't do things, at least I think, to undermine another person's radio show.
Why would I do that? I need a job.
But that's right. Yeah. Hamilton's already got a job, so he's not going to do that.
You're
outwardly.
Really testy since you quit smoking, man.
Oh, you have no idea.
Look at you.
And I'm showing up at whatever dive bar you hang out this weekend, and I've been threatening to do it for
what
weeks.
What about Bob?
I am going to do it Bob. For real. I'm going to swing in
the doctor's
and say,
losing
hey,
his mind.
Whatever that guy is saying is a lie.
Dude, that vein in your forehead is really, really funny. It's like a roadmap. It's like looks like Route 1 heading up towards... look at that thing.
So done. Congratulations, Dan Wilson, on your guitar.
He
Paul,
did this to himself, didn't he?
Yeah.
Paul, right.
You didn't say anything.
I said nothing.
I've lost control of my own radio show. Paul, I'm sorry about what happened to you, but
thanks,
I'm happy to welcome you to WBCN.
I am more than happy to be here, man. Thanks for opening the doors.
Now get ready.
And the mic.
Now get ready for the 5-hour abortion known as the Mark Hamilton radio program.
All right. Back off to What's-Her-Name. Have a great weekend, Hardy.
Hey, happy birthday to What's-Her-Name.
Oh, happy birthday, What's-Her-Name.
Today is her birthday.
Nice.
We're going on.
Oh, yeah. Nobody reminded you. You guys going to hit the Kowloon tonight?
Yeah, did the street team girls remind you? Because you really threatened them hard when you moved to town only,
I said,
what,
only,
months ago?
Only if I... You son of a bitch! I hate you, Hamilton. I do. No one on the street team reminded me because I wasn't working with them today, but I have plenty of listeners email and call to remind me, so thank you for that.
So you're hitting the Kowloon?
Right.
Bowling with the wife.
No comedy show, but yeah, we're going to have a great dinner.
Going to Golden Arches and off to see Robbie Rhodes Steamer. Happy birthday, sweetheart.
We saw Robbie Rhodes Steamer on Saturday. No, we already did that.
That just must have been romance personified.
We might
right
stop
there.
Off at the supermarket and I'll get you a ring out of one of those bubblegum machines.
I didn't tell her where we were going. He was doing his DVD shoot at the Jimmy Tingle Off-Broadway Theater. I said, hey, it's a night at the theater, Saturday night at the theater. You're going to love it. It didn't tell her anything else.
Tell her you'd marry her all over again.
With a night at Robbie Rhodes Steamer.
She said you wouldn't get the chance.
Did Robbie hit on it?
Of course. Yeah.